Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Sam Muggsy Show. We are advancing the paradigm shift with attitudes. Special guests, new realities, quantum physics, health, psychic readings, and so much more. We are glad you have joined us. Sit back and take a ride on the higher consciousness freeway. Seatbelts are optional.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Ms. Muggsy Show. Tonight I have Brad Johnson back, like promised, and he's going to channel Adronis. It only takes him less than a minute to bring him in, so we're going to bring him in and let you guys ask questions. This is a special little treat that Brad and Adronis wanted to do for a Christmas treat for you guys, a little present. If you guys have any concerns or things that are bothering you, Adronis is available to maybe look at your situation from a different perspective and offer some higher insight that might be able to help you. And this is important for other people to listen to as well, because you might be going through the same problem as one of the callers. The other thing that I want to mention is that the more that I get to meet the different channels and who's coming in, each one has a virtue. Each one is very, very special and unique, and it takes a lot of energy on both ends to be able to do this. So if something might come across where he uses the wrong word, don't throw everything out. Just sit back and analyze it and look at it from your perspective. Remember, they always see things from a higher dimension, and it's much broader than what we're used to. If you get angry, then that might be that you need to look at something more closely, because Brad really does have a big heart, and so does Adronis. So sit back, and I'm going to let you guys run the show. You guys get to come first, but first I'm going to bring Brad on so he can say hi to everybody. Hi, Brad.
Hi, Sam. Thank you for having me on again.
Great. Is there anything that you would like to express to people? You know, this is a really important time energetically, consciously. I mean, everything is changing. Is there something that you would like to say before you step out?
Just to enjoy everything that comes through. Again, everything that I share is just from my perspective. Everything that Adronis shares is just that it is from his perspective. You know, we don't have all the answers. We're basically just here to help you solve a puzzle of yourself. And whatever that may be, there may be questions that are very general that are, you know, looking into what we feel is going on in the world right now. And again, we can only share that through a particular perspective. Adronis does have a very high viewpoint, but he is not in that sense a quote-unquote all-knowing being. You know, there's only certain things that he can understand, and there's only certain things that I can comprehend that comes through appropriately as well, too. So again, all we're attempting to do here is give viewpoint, is give information, and give a perspective of truth that if by chance it works for you, great. If by chance it doesn't, that's okay, too. Again, the only person that really holds the answers in regards to your reality is yourself and respecting your own unique truth. So I will go ahead now and connect with Adronis, and it'll just take a moment or two. Once he comes through, he'll give a brief introduction to himself. And for all callers that are calling in, I just request that you just say your name first before stating your question, and that just helps in regards to the scanning of the energies as Adronis comes through altogether. So I will go ahead now and bring Adronis through.
Here.
at this time, and we bid you greetings and thank you very much for the opportunity of this interaction today. I am Adronis of Sirius, sending love, appreciation, and gratitude to all who are tuning in to this particular broadcast being brought forward through your internet collective consciousness. What we would like all of you to do at this time is simply allow yourselves to get relaxed, get comfortable, and tune in to the vibrations of Sirius, so that you may synchronize, harmonize, and align to all the information that we have to share. Also understand that all of the information that we shall provide this evening of your time is simply that of our perspective, our point of view. For all knowledge, all information, all creation itself resides within your very heart, being, and soul. So we thank you very much. How may we assist any of you today?
How sweet. Is that the beta brainwave that you're using to come through on? Is this your connection through the beta?
The understanding in regards to the synchronization of our brainwaves is that they are all present. So it is not in the idea of what you would know as a consecutive brainwave that is truly in focus. The idea in that sense of the brainwave algorithm simply represent that of a harmonic vibration relating to the idea of flow transmitted in regards to what you would know as this conduit's human brain. And through that particular uniqueness that is being affected through the idea of the beta, alpha, gamma, theta, delta wave states altogether are reaching a synchronicity pertaining to the idea of a likely energy that we possess, and that these are basically matching in tandem. And through the idea of this tandem matching comes the idea of synchronous telepathy, or that way, or what you would refer to as synchronicity of flow in motion. This is basically, therefore, how we carry our signal together in regards to the mutual compatibility energetically to the conduit in ourselves.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. All right, I'm going to bring on area code 918. You're on the line. Ask away.
Actually, I'm still thinking about the question. Is there any way you can come back to me?
Of course I can. Sit tight.
Okay,
I'll be right back.
Okay, that would be great.
Okay. 561. You're on the air. 561? Sometimes they don't like to talk. 646, you're on the air.
Good evening, Dr. Sam. Good evening,
Hi.
Brad. My name is Kai. How are you?
Kai, can you ask Adronis a question, please?
Yes. I'm flying. I dream I fly a lot. So many different flights. I just want to know where is I come from. I heard somebody told me if I fly too much in my dreams, so that means I belong to the dragon, that's true?
All right, are you basically asking in regards to why you are flying in your dreams too much?
Yeah, and also I'm aware of it, and I know how to control my body, just like a bird. You know, I can fly up and down. I'm aware every time when I fly.
Yes. So again, this is giving you the idea that there is a freedom energy that is coming through you. So basically, you have reached a benchmark within your life right now, that when you are flying together in your dreams and you are able to direct that flight, being able to move up, down, left, right, center, etc., that you are giving yourself more freedom in that way pertaining to life. So this represents your creative process, this represents direction in your life, and you are feeling in that sense more that you can soar through the air. And so this is giving you the idea that you have a great deal of leeway for wherever you decide to bring yourself in life.
Yes, I have a second question. I remember one time I was flying to some country, and I saw the evil kidnap the boy, and I landed, I fight with the evil, and I rescue the boy. And some reason when I see the boy, I know him confused, and I look at him, and there's some kind of device come out his leg. As soon as the device come out his leg, and he awake, and then the boy come to me, and the evil stay away from me.
Yes. So this is giving you the idea of being of service. This is giving you the idea that you match a certain vibration, a certain frequency, and the idea of the boy represents that of innocence. And so basically what you are doing is through your maneuverability of soaring in that particular way, you have come into the service to serve innocence. And that the idea of anything that you would consider to be evil is not on your vibrational bandwidth to intersect or interact together with.
Wow. Thank you very much, Brad. Thank you.
We thank you.
Thank you.
That was nice. Okay, I'm going to go to 214. I'm turning your mic on now. Go. Area code 214. I guess they just want to listen. Okay, I'm going to go to 504.
Good evening. How are y'all? My
Fine.
Question is, my dreams, are they particularly indicative of things that are coming? I have, like, not good dreams, like walls of cement, and, like, I'm in a boat, and I see the water going down, and I see the clouds going up. It's like I feel like something shifted under the earth. It's like I'm having these dreams of future events that are really kind of getting at me, so I'm wondering if what dreams are all about.
All right. Firstly, can we get your name, please?
I'm Lisa.
Lisa? All right.
Yes.
All right. Since we were not able to hear you too well, could you please repeat your dream?
Okay. My first dream was in about 2000, and I had a wall of rolling cement rolling towards me, like a mile high wall.
Yes.
And then the second one was about last month. Oh, I was in a boat and I could feel the whole boat falling from underneath me and could see the clouds rising up, but I was able to get inside the boat, so it was like a drop, but it wasn't like out of control drop.
Yes. Well, firstly, we'll look at the idea of the first dream, from which you would know is the rolling cement that was approximately a mile high. This basically represents an obstacle within your life that, in that sense, you feel is incapable of being bypassed or moved past. So basically, the idea of the concrete is giving you the idea of a challenge. It is also giving you the idea also for you to look at the particular aspects of your life that you are currently creating. And that in that sense, much of the aspect of wanting to escape what it is that you're attempting to look at is being blocked or bombarded in the idea of this rolling cement, of this particular cement that may be a mile high. So it is what you would in that sense be at a dead end. So the whole idea in that sense is that reality is attempting for you to look at certain issues, certain aspects, and certain elements within your life that are wanting to be looked at before you can progress further. So it is what you would know as a barricade preventing progression until what you are dealing with right now can therefore be resolved. And that is basically what the barrier of the cement in that sense is attempting to do. The second aspect in regards to what you would know as the bolt, where you feel that it is sinking under you and you are in that sense attempting to look up at the sky. So the whole idea here is that the sinking ship in that particular way is representing an old theme that is now reaching plummet, which means it is coming to the end of a cycle. So the boat itself is correlating with a particular theme within your life. Now, again, it's very important to know what other elements are contained upon this boat so that you can get some type of familiarity in regards to the theme in question and what the boat is attempting to tell you. But overall, it's letting you know to, quote-unquote, abandon ship, to leave this particular ship because you have been on it for so long and it's not somewhere where you belong. And so the whole idea in that sense is that the boat will go belly up and will start to sink under, and you now have the opportunity to leave this boat and in that sense perhaps be in the ocean or discover that there is another boat that is more to your liking, that represents more of yourself. But it is basically representing the idea of an old paradigm that is about to expire and in that sense close out a state of a cycle reaching its end.
Wow. Thank you. That
You're
helped.
Welcome. Thank you, Lisa.
Both of them were very right on.
We thank you. We
truly appreciate what you're doing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to go to 646 area code. You're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Sam. This is Kai again. I would have one more question for Brad. I know the people waiting online so long. Hi, Brad. I have one more question.
Yes.
I usually remember a lot of that number, like 3, 6, 9, and 12. Any two number added, like 1, 2. Add it together, 3, the number I usually dream, 3, 6, 9, and 12. And I dream a lot of, in my dream, I saw a lot of people from other dimensions. As soon as I see them, I knew them right away. I said, I know you. And they acknowledge the same thing. But also, I dream every night over 4 years now. I have two or three dreams a night, but I remember every single night.
Yes. So if we're looking at the 3, 6, 9, 12 number sequences, these are derivatives of what you would know as the number 3. So they're basically representing the themes of different triads that are, again, invoking themselves pertaining to certain forms of synchronicities that are in alignment pertaining to what you are experiencing through life together. So the increments of 3s all together in regards to these number sequences relate to the idea, again, of concurrent themes that are now reaching their end, and again, other particular themes that are now starting to make introduction. Now, going back to what you are stating in regards to the dimensional beings that you are seeing. So again, we sense very strongly within you that you have a great amount of ability within yourself, and you are starting to notice much of this phenomena coming together into your reality. So what we would particularly suggest is being able to interact with these beings as often as you can, because you are basically what's known as a, shall we say, traveling conduit in that particular way as it relates to other realms. And so these particular realms that you connect with, often through dreams, through visions, etc., are basically attempting to introduce you to other particular forms of faculty that relate these dimensional beings that are in that sense attempting to provide you with messages and in that sense advice. So we would suggest being able to interact with them in any shape, way, or form, also that constitutes memory, by being able to recognize what these patterns were after the experience happens, to go back into those moments and being able to have conversations with these particular beings as they're helping you further in regards to your levels of advancement.
Wow, thank you so much. I'm so happy. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye. Thank you.
Thanks.
Wow, that was good. Okay, I have one person on hold waiting, but I want to ask about the pyramids and who built the pyramid?
Which one? The one in Giza.
Sorry.
All right. Well, the Grand Pyramid of Giza in that sense, and the entire Giza Plateau in that sense, was built through the idea of what you would know as man, but basically through the idea of what you would know as survivors of Atlantis, or what you would understand as, shall we say, important individuals in that particular way that have created the idea of making this Giza Plateau. Again, it is all part of many different forms of energetics that relate to your planet. One represents the idea of functioning together as a complex, much of the core of the Earth in that sense, that has been in a particular way acting as a vault for much of sacred knowledge that has been contained within the entire Giza Plateau. Secondly, it also represents the idea of the balanced stability of your world, as well as many other pyramids that have been placed upon your planet. But much in regards to the initiation, in regards to the development of the Giza Plateau, was created through the being that you would know as Thoth.
Fantastic.
So much of the Atlantean energy and those in that sense responsible for its construction was managed all together through Thoth, and much of the mechanics of mathematics that allowed the principle of many of these pyramids to be therefore created was all part of the idea of, in that sense, extraterrestrial knowledge being sent through the idea of the Atlantean regime to therefore create the plateau that you would know now as Giza.
Where was Thoth from? Was he a bird person, star person, or something like a humanoid, or where does he come from?
There are different incarnations. There are different incarnations to the energy of Thoth, but Thoth would be, in the simplest way of putting it, that of a star man or a star being in that sense, who in that sense manifested a created body upon your planet and basically had much to share with your culture. So basically he was what you would refer to as a star man mentor in many different ways, manifesting bodies that in that sense have many different representations, such as what you would know as the avian energy in that way, other particular forms that may represent canine. And again, humanoid form as well, too. So much in regards to his appearance, in that sense, has been functioned together as a manifested or created being from the cosmos. Now, again, in the idea of origin, in that sense, is not really something we can share at this particular time, other than the idea that his origins were that of cosmic, and that basically he represented a liaison of an oversoul group.
Wow. Okay. 214, you're on the air. 214? I guess they just want to hear you. 470. You're on the air.
Hello, Sam, and the rest of you. This is Junianne. I have
Joanne.
A question. I have a question about a certain species that seems to come to me at night. And the species, I've done a drawing of them. They have, they're very brown. They have no hair. They're very attractive. And they have gills on the side of their head. And they wear long capes, brown, and boots. And it seems that when I'm with them, they're trying to teach me things. Once they were with me when the Anunnaki were present. And another time, though, they showed me that they were doing an operation, so to speak, on the back of the neck where the DNA is. And it was glowing. And I saw them do this to a woman. And they were showing me because they wanted me to get accustomed to it because I was going to go through the same thing. I'm very curious about this species, and I'm very comfortable around them. Do you get
Have you opened a dialogue with these particular beings when they were present with you? Have you communicated with these beings when they were present with you?
Sorry,
no.
I just got a whole bunch of callers, and her thing went, I don't know that she can hear. Junan, can you hear?
Yes, I can hear.
Oh, good. Oh, you can talk. Good. Okay, I meant talk. Sorry, I was thinking.
All right.
Go ahead.
Well, basically, what we're asking, were you able to communicate with these beings when you were present with them?
I don't remember any communications, just
all right.
No, just motions.
All right. Now, they are able to communicate with you, but much of it comes in the idea of different ways, so it may not be something that you may understand vocally. Now, firstly, in regards to the beings that you have described, we are not familiar with these particular types of beings, so we have no particular form of identity to give you in regards to their origins or their specificities. Again, there are certain beings within the universe whom we are not aware of and are not able to communicate with, not in the idea in that sense of reluctance, but simply because they operate on a very different band of frequency. What we will say in that sense is that they are what you would refer to as galactic surgeons. And basically, they have been assigned to you because you have some type of relationship with their culture. So again, in order for you to have any particular type of experience that is, again, extraterrestrial or any other particular type of entity or being that comes forward, you have some type of association, some type of relationship with those particular types of energies. So what we can say is that these particular beings have been assigned to you through the idea of mutual energetic agreement, and that they have chosen their particular form of intelligence and knowledge and sharing of technological information that are helping you reach a state of upgrade. So basically what they are doing is tweaking you in a certain way to helping you remember certain elements of being a part of this race, but also being able to help you upon your journey upon your planet. So much of their particular form of connection together with you is to assist in your own advancement upgrade on different DNA levels. So there are parables in the idea of DNA in that sense that are being specifically activated by these beings that represent some type of coherent inheritance that represent their relationship together with you that they are attempting to activate. And this is basically why they have appeared within your reality and communicating with you in this way. But you are able to communicate with them. Just being able to see the beings as you have seen them is an appropriate level of symbolism that you can use to connect through them via states such as meditation. So we would suggest you looking more into this because you are much more of the prime conduit that would allow these types of conversations to take place as you have much more familiarity with these beings than any other.
Well, that's very interesting, and I appreciate your insight on that.
We thank you very much for sharing.
Okay, I'm going to go to 603. You're
Ooh.
On the air.
Hi, to the both of you. I have a question personally. I have had many awakenings.
Please.
Oh, my name is Mark.
He wants
Sorry.
Your name first, okay?
My name is Mark.
Mark is yes, yes. We received. Thank you.
All right. I've had a few awakenings throughout the past, I don't know, 15, 20 years.
A
and the last
awakenings.
One I had.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. The last one I had, a real big one, was in 2012. When I
yes.
found out about, you know, the secret societies and all that. And since then, it's been hard to associate with the people around me.
Why?
Well, because the way I talk and think, I'm totally different. And not that I think I'm better, but when I try to talk about things, I get shunned, or I looked at like
well,
a crazy.
Well, that's the whole idea is that when you feel that particular fear comes up, this is basically the vibration that's coming into your reality and saying that I get nervous in talking to these types of people because they may think I'm crazy, they may think I'm shy, they may think I'm, in that sense, completely out of the box and perhaps bonkers in that way. So as long as you, in that sense, are maintaining that particular type of vibration, then again, these particular people will flock in your reality. But when you feel that when you share everything that you know and you have no particular repercussions within yourself to share it, you will start to attract people that are of like mind. So it is the idea that the fear itself creates the type of people that you may feel embarrassed to talk to or feeling frightened to talk to. So the more that that fear continues to breed itself together within you, the more that these people will gather around you. So it's all about being able to come to terms with those fears. And much in that way, is being able to spend time with yourself and actually being able to listen to yourself and saying, you know what, everything that I know feels very comfortable with myself. And it's not even about me feeling that I need to convince others. It's all about me being able to share, because that's all that you're doing upon this planet. You and everybody else can only share. There's nothing else that can be done.
Right. I understand that. And I am very secluded and alone and, you know, pretty much by myself.
Now, secluded in a good way or secluded in the feel that this is a burden?
I don't know. It is what it is. It's just how it is. I'm having
but
a hard
again,
time.
Is there a particular feeling behind that seclusion? Because what we hear in your voice in that sense is that I feel secluded and alone. In that particular way, it feels like there is, in that sense, a dismay there.
Well, I would like to, you know, associate with others that
yes, and you can. You absolutely can. It's just more so on the idea of noticing that there is a fear there and being able to work together with this fear and seeing it as an ally and being able to move yourself more into an alignment that is complementary and saying, you know what, here's my truth. I'm sharing my truth. I have a unique perspective, and I really appreciate sharing it. Now, when there's no fear behind that, you will start to see that there will be other people coming into your reality because there is no resistance behind you sharing your own unique truth. So that will change. Altogether.
Okay. All right. Well thank
it
you.
It really does happen.
Enjoy your own company. Enjoy your own unique truth, because it's the only truth that you'll ever find.
For the most part, I do, but there are times when, you know, it would be nice to you know, associate and talk.
We already said
on
that
a higher.
Can.
Yeah. Yes, we did.
About the idea that your fear is keeping you encapsulated in the idea of solemn, and so that's basically what's keeping that all together. So when that fear has been turned into an ally, then there's nothing that is preventing you from attracting friends, other people, that will also have interesting things to share with you also. It will be a very loving, mutual relationship.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your question.
Okay. I'm going to go to 512 area code. Name, please.
Kevin.
Kevin?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello,
you got a
Kevin.
Question?
I was wondering if I have hybrid children.
It would be more appropriate to state that you have, in that sense, relationships with the hybridization program. And in that sense, residually, yes, there are, shall we say, multiple hybrid children that have been produced through the seed.
I mean, I had a dream where I was I have, and I've been seeing these kind of reptilian hybrids, and I had a dream that I guess reptilians wanted to, or were trying to, I guess, you know, use me for procreation, and I was wondering if that was true or not.
Correct, yes, it is.
Okay. And also, I was wondering if I have it. My grandfather has been dead. I never knew him, but I was wondering if I was him in a past life.
We feel that there is a connection together with the grandfather energy, yes. And so the whole idea is when you detect these particular sensations within you, they are basically giving you a ring of truth. So have you had, in that sense, a connection of a life perspective with your grandfather, or in that sense, even further, as your grandfather? This would be correct.
Okay. And also,
so basically, you are, in that sense, attempting to, shall we say, tie together the family line. And again, this was much in the idea of your grandfather's idea in that particular way, was to continue in regards to the progression on a positive level.
Okay. Also, I had heard that there, after this warming period, that the Earth was going to go through a mini ice age in the coming years. And I was wondering if that was true or not.
Well, much in regards to the idea of the ice age that you may feel on a grand level has been tremendously averted. But the idea in that sense of certain forms of, shall we say, miniature ice ages in that sense are still a possibility that will not in that way affect the idea of your world on a global scale. So it would be much more minimal in that particular way.
Okay, and I have one more question. I was wondering if there was, I've heard your channeling on Mars, about Mars, and I was I was wondering if there, was life on Mars, or if, the catastrophic event that the asteroid that hit Mars prevented life from forming.
Well, the whole idea in regards to Mars is that it once functioned as a moon for your planet Meldek. And so Meldek was actually, in that way, the original fourth planet. But because there were, in that sense, certain gravitational waves that took place, Mars eventually separated from Meldek and eventually became the fourth planet. So the whole idea in regards to Mars is that it has been flourishing with life for billions of years. Its earlier states in regards to life forms represented that of dinosaurs, very much like your own planet. And so in that sense, over time, there are other particular types of migrations or seeded life that came upon the world from what you would know as reptilian, insectoid, and humanoid races. So in that sense, much of these particular forms of ancient races still exist in the subterranes of Mars at this particular time. But there were, in that sense, particular forms of invading human forces that were once part of Meldek post-destruction that therefore inhabited the idea of your red planet in that particular way and began creating an empire. And through that particular form of an empire that took place was the idea of, again, further catastrophes that rendered the idea of Mars itself inert pertaining to life through the idea of one particular instance, indication in that sense, representing the form of an asteroid impact or celestial impact upon the planet that actually caused a ceasing of a great deal of life upon your planet. Before that particular type of impact hit, much of the forms of beings that were occupying Mars in a great populace at the time were transported from Mars onto Earth. These particular beings themselves were what you would refer to as the Hylar oligarchs that represented the precursor destruction to Atlantis. So think of it very much in the idea of a repeating history, that the idea of your indigenous folk that were contained within North America were in that sense genocided in that particular way, had genocide committed through the idea of what you would know as the Spanish invasion. And through that particular type of Spanish invasion came the idea of a conquest. The exact same thing, just in a different way, pertaining to other versions of beings, happened from Meldek to Mars, and then from Mars to Earth. And basically the fall of Atlantis was based upon such constructs and attempting to make that form happen.
Why
so
are they having...
Wide...
Oh, sorry. Why are they having a war in the Middle East? What is the whole construct or what are destruct? What are they doing in the Middle East?
We will ask to pause just for a brief moment as we must return to the conduit. One moment, please. Hey, Sam, it's me. I just have to adjust my microphone just for a minute, so I'll be right back in that way. It's just causing a little bit of disruption here. I'll be 1 minute.
Uh-oh. Did he hang up? Darren, I see you. You're next, so just hang in there, okay? I'll get you next. I should bring you in now while he's doing that. Darren, are you there?
Hey, Sam.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
You got a question?
No, I was...
Okay, sorry, guys. Sorry, guys, I'm back.
I'm trying to get your
email. Let me just go ahead and bring Adronis back in, and we'll continue where we left off. 1 second.
Okay, Darren, hold on.
We are back. We thank you once again. Sam, please feel free to continue with your question, and then we will move on to the next caller.
Oh, I just was curious what was going on in the Middle East, because the war doesn't make any sense. Why do they have to have a war there?
There are several agendas that are basically pending in regards to the state of this war. One does have to do with the idea of what you would know as oil. Secondly, it also has to do with the idea of buried or ancient technology that goes all the way back into the times of what you would know as the Lyran descendants. Thirdly, it mostly has to do in regards to, shall we say, much of karmic energy, as many different forms of ancient wars have been fought throughout the Middle East throughout these particular types of ages. And through these particular forms of wars that have fought have often been created through the idea of wealth, through what you would know as your gold and your, in that sense, precious ores. And this, again, is another particular type of reason. Wars waged over the idea of greed.
Dad. Okay, I'm going to bring Darren in. Okay, Darren, you're on.
Hey, Sam. I'm just actually listening. I was looking for your email contact. I don't actually have a question at the moment.
Okay, you stay right there because I got a whole list of questions. Adronis, is there a way that we can bring about peace to this planet so we have no more wars?
You're already doing that now. So everything that you are doing in regards to the efforts of bringing yourselves together into becoming a unified humanity is taking place right now. But as you know, this is not something that's birthed overnight. You have to understand that the example of the information that has been withheld, that is now coming into the light, is the very factor that will become the precursor to peace that many of you are working towards. So in that way, understand that, yes, there still is, again, certain forms of struggles and certain forms of agendas that are happening upon your planet. But in the majority sense, relating to what is happening upon your planet, there is much more of a peace agenda that is taking a more grander effect than anything else that you would consider to be conflicting. The only reason why many of you believe that your world is under a great deal of war is because you are continuing to look at it through a looking glass that represents the idea of your media, which means your television, which means your newspapers, which means your radio, which means your internet. All of these particular types of media outlets will publish these particular types of stories because that's what gets noticed. But if you were to look in the idea of a scope through your own eyes relating to the planet Earth, it is not a planet of war. War in that sense is very minuscule in containing to the idea of the actual percentage relating to a peace agenda. But because many of you focus your attention in regards to the spots of your planet where you feel war is happening, you feel that you are engulfed in horror. But that is only because you are looking at it through a looking glass. Right now you are on a peace agenda. Right now your peace agenda is working very prolifically, but it is not being reported through the looking glasses of media that wants to share more so in the idea of tragedy in regards to illusionary control agendas. That's what's happening.
Can you explain to us who the Anunnaki are?
The Anunnaki have different incarnations. Now, much of the idea of what you would know as the original Anunnaki, or you could also refer to them as the Elohim, began as what you would know as a unified collective, a group of beings that once descended from the constellation known as Lyra. These particular forms of beings were very much the first collective in that sense that were developing worlds. And through a particular form of connection with these beings came the idea of the inception of the designing of the human race, all through the point of reunification, to reunify the aspect of the human race in totality in regards to what had been heavily spliced based upon different sub-races and in that sense affecting through degradation the idea of certain forms of genetics that were now starting to deteriorate a great deal further. So much of these particular types of beings communicated with other races together to offer their assistance in regards to ancient codes that are contained within your own DNA helixes, that they, therefore, contributed to allow a purification to take place in regards to 22 different genetic programs. And through these 22 different genetic programs are still the particular type of attempt to purify a universal race. And that is what humanity represents. So the Anunnaki, in that sense, would be what you would know as the originals, the ancients that descended from the constellation of Lyra. Throughout those times, in regards to where there were many different skirmishes that took place throughout your solar system, there were other particular forms of invaders that posed themselves as the Anunnaki. You would understand these beings as being part reptilian and part human, originating from, again, different forms of star systems, specifically in the areas of the Orion constellation, specifically within the areas of what you would know as Butes. And that in these particular forms of groups that represented these human reptilian hybrids were all part of portraying themselves as the original gods to allow humanity to worship them and basically to do what they have demanded them to do in regards to what you would know as slavery. And again, this is well repeated within your history, especially within your Sumerian tablets. But this is primarily in regards to what has been written. They wanted to claim themselves as the original creators of humanity. They were not. We repeat that. They were not. And so the whole idea in regards to how they had invaded your particular world was all part in regards to an agenda that they felt they could do in regards to posing as these particular deities.
When you look at the human race and what we're going through, what would you say were our biggest virtues, and where are we going as the new human?
Your virtues, your virtues have the ability to work together in levels of contrast, unlike any other particular being that we are familiar with. What is so unique relating to the human race is your ability to connect to different levels of contrast and shift back and forth almost instantaneously. And so you have, in that sense, a wide array of contributing aspects of emotions that are on different levels of scale that many other beings cannot even fathom how you are able to do. So your ability to invent, your ability to innovate, your ability to think, your ability to manifest, your ability to share in the contrast of different emotions always has been the virtue that you have, as you represent a very broad spectrum in regards to the state of intelligence, in the state of empathy, in the state of creativity and innovation. We have referred to you as gods in training, and we mean that very, very literally, that we simply see you as these particular beings, that you will reach and state an evolution to the point where you will be able to manifest another particular type of race through your own genetics that will therefore go through journeys just like you are going through in journeys upon other worlds. Now, this is quite a ways down the road, but this is eventually what's going to happen. The original creators that created you, you are therefore their sons and daughters. The sons and daughters will grow up. They will therefore become the parents, and they will start to spawn their sons and daughters on other planets as well, too, repeating the cycle over and over and over again.
How long do you think it's going to take before we get to be engaged with the galactic travel and be part of the galactic universe?
If you were to look in the idea of your beginning stages of moving into the idea of becoming a galactic society, approximately in regards to a state of an average, of around 2050.
Are some people going to go beforehand to get trained so that we can start training others?
This is already happening now.
Great. Has the planet Earth been a school? Have we been going through cycles for evolution to learn lessons? Did we go through a dark age, and now are we returning to a golden age?
You've already answered your question with the questions themselves.
Well, I just want you to say yes.
Well, you've already answered your own question, so that therefore is a yes. So everything
okay.
that you have just described in the form of questioning is indeed correct.
Okay. Your vision of our future, our immediate future for 2016, what do you see coming upon us and what should we be planning for?
We have already elaborated this in regards to a particular video that has been done upon this particular conduit's channel. To basically save time, as it were, we would suggest all of you being able to look at this conduit's particular YouTube channel and looking into the video called 2016, the Year of Illumination. All of our information is contained within that video.
Nice. Okay. The species, a lot of people are being contacted by certain extraterrestrial or star people. Is that an indication that that is your star family?
It can be, but it doesn't always relate to that way, because understand that when you are in contact with many of these beings, it does not mean that these beings are what you would know as solo aspects. There are many different beings that are partnered up. There are many different associations that exist within, shall we say, alliance capacity. So there are different organizations, there are different federations, and there are different forms of alliances that exist that contain multiple beings from different worlds. And so the whole idea in that sense is that there can be beings that, yes, have certain forms of connections with specific civilizations, such as what you would know as your Pleiadians, your Arcturians, your Lyrans, etc. But there are also other particular types of alliances that work together in a multitude of races. So understand that many of you that have come here are basically in what's known as a point of stasis, which means that you actually have other extraterrestrial bodies contained within suspended animation. And through this particular point of suspended animation, you are actually, in that sense, projecting your own consciousness from that point of stasis and being able to incarnate upon the plane. So you have what's known as a reserve body contained within stasis that when this particular life is over, you will return to that body. And this is the case for many of you.
Okay, I'm going to go back to our original caller, 918, and see if you have a question. You're on.
Yes, I do. Hi, my name is Tommy.
Hello, Tommy.
Can you guys see? Hello. I've actually asked Sam this question before, and I thought it would be interesting to ask you as well and see what you thought. I take a lot of photographs of the sun, sometimes the moon, and I get a lot of orbs in the pictures, and they're pretty random. Sometimes I don't get them, and sometimes I get quite a few of them.
Are you referring to the beings that you would know as nature orbs?
I'm not sure what they are, but I can like
because
the,
this is
the
many
last...
different possibilities. There are many different possibilities relating to these orbs. So it all based in regards to, shall we say, the appearance of how these orbs look.
Right. Well, if I most of the time I usually get one orb, sometimes two, but the last full moon I got two orbs, kind of a bluish turquoise, and then when I zoom in on the picture, there's four, sometimes six dots in the center of the
yes.
orb.
Yes.
So I'm just curious: is that extraterrestrial? Is that spirit beings?
These are more so in the idea of what you would know as spirit beings or what you would know as ethereal consciousness. Now, much of the orbs that are actually being seen upon your planet can be, in that sense, elemental in origin, which means that they are spirits contained within elemental realms or what you would know as astral or ethereal planes. These orbs can also represent the idea of what you would know as thought form technology, basically representing the idea that they are a type of technology created and manifested through thought to basically, in that sense, represent transits of other particular types of beings that are curious in regards to a certain phenomena upon your planet. So there are many different possibilities. But from what you have described, it is more likely that these are beings of what you would know as natural or spirit elemental energy.
Adronis, we just got a new sphere that has entered our solar system and it's being filmed. Do you know who or what it is?
Please elaborate.
Well, it came through the sun.
Where is the location in regards to the sun? All right. Well, again, understand that planetary-sized vessels are actually quite common in being able to enter and exit your system all the time. Now, these particular types of beings in that sense can hold many different purposes. Many of them in that sense are simply here for, shall we say, self-agenda-based purposes. Some are also here in that sense to assist in lending a hand, as it were, in regards to adjusting and assisting in regards to certain forms of gravitational effects throughout your star system. Some others in that sense also represent themselves as prisms and are basically in that sense attempting to anchor or in that sense project energies throughout the idea of the coordination of the star system as it is mutually exclusive relating to assistance in that particular type of way. So again, based upon these particular types of beings that can be, in that sense, within planetary constructs, many different races utilize what you would know as planetary-sized conveyances. It is quite common.
Do we have two suns at the present moment, or is the second sun actually a planet?
You are a binary star system. So as you refer to as your second partner star in that way, would be that of what you would know as a brown dwarf star, often referred to as Nibiru.
Okay, I'm running down. I don't have much time left. I know you would like to talk to the people, so why don't you take about 5 minutes and let people know what you want to teach them about ascension or whatever you think is important at this time.
Well, the whole idea really is that we do not want to do anything. Really, the whole idea in that sense is that we are sharing here simply because we are simply reminding you of who you all are. So when you are basically asking us questions and we are providing this insight, we are only functioning as a mirror intelligence relating to what you feel is appropriate for you to learn in this very moment. That basically means that when you have other future aspects of conversations with us, the energies can change. And the reason why the energies change is because you have changed. All we basically represent is the idea of that mirror reflection as a part of a hall of mirrors that is helping you to see more of the own truth that is becoming apparent within yourselves. Now, as we stated, we don't hold all the answers. We basically help you in the way that you are able to open yourselves up and accelerate in your own particular unique way to communicate together with us. So basically, all you're doing here through these particular types of interactions are seeing very unique perspectives of yourself, again, representing that of a celestial, higher dimensional level, of revealing much of this information together. But here's the thing. You're not even really oblivious to much of this information. It is more so that you are putting more energy into the illusion of obliviousness rather than being able to surrender yourself and allow this energy to come naturally. All of this particular type of information that we are sharing with you, if we are able to attain it, as are you, but because you hold such heavy involvement with yourselves and because you feel that you are this character on this planet living this particular life and that you feel you have limited beliefs and limited structures in regards to your capabilities, this is what creates the state of confusion because really, you don't even know how to communicate with yourself. It is more so on the idea that you still feel that you have to reach outside of yourself to gain clarity. Now again, the mirrors of reality are basically appointed in this particular way to helping you redirect your energies back within. So when you communicate with us, we are basically pointing this arrow back at you and saying, here's some information we can provide you. Here's some more information that can come your way as long as you're able to look at the arrow that we're pointing back within you. And that this particular arrow is pointing right at your heart. You all have the capability to enrich yourself with such incredible, wonderful insight you all have that capability. Because in that sense, that much in regards to our relationship between ourselves and this conduit and yourselves is what you would refer to as a newly appointed illusionary state of understanding and what you would know as interaction, then basically this is what creates the idea of us reflecting this particular type of light illuminated information back to you. So it is a mirror that is catching the sunlight and shining it back in your face. And that all of this light that is coming back in your face is the information that you are attempting to discover. Now, basically, in regards to those of you who have asked such questions in that sense, we are very pleased to see that it is becoming very much well received. Because, again, all we basically attempt to do through this conduit is convey as much as we can through the idea of loving service to provide this back to you. But as we stated, we do not have all the answers. So we would like to remind all of you that as much attention as you give to the external world, look into being able to reach a middle ground here by being able to at least cut that energy in half and at least bring half of that energy back into yourself. Well, Adronis, how do I do that? Go into meditation. Walk around your nature. Communicate with your trees. Communicate with your animals. Communicate with all that represents your beautiful environment. Everything capable of having a conversation with you. And you do not need to have what you would know as these psychedelic states or these other particular types of advanced states to do this. This is something that can come very natural to you, but because you still have placed many boundaries upon yourself, you still feel that there must be some type of alteration through the idea of an alteration of consciousness in any particular means, be it meditation, be it psychedelics, etc. It does not always have to be that way. Again, meditation is a great tool. Psychedelics, if used appropriately, can be a very great tool for yourself as well. But it's also possible for you to let yourself go and stop taking yourself so absolutely seriously that you don't believe any word that comes out of your mouth. So again, when you have that, you create distrust within reality. Your reality mirrors back that feeling of distrust that you have for yourself. Reality is not acting out of character in regards to the vibration that you are emitting. If you are emitting an ability of lack of trust, the universe is not going to say, well, all right, he's emitting this lack of trust. Let's all be very trusting to him. It doesn't work that way. As we stated, it's a hall of mirrors. The only reflection you're ever going to see in this hall of mirrors is your own. So it's very, very important that you go within yourselves. It's very, very important that you commit as much energy that you have externally back into your own inner self. Get to know you, because you're the one that's allowing this reality to happen. It's not anybody else. So we would like to leave you with that particular reminder. Go within yourself, for that is where the truth in all its grandest degrees can be discovered. I am Adronis of Sirius. Thank you again. Farewell for this timing, and we now return to the conduit. We will speak to you again as now is forever and all is one. Goodbye. All right. Hello, guys.
Welcome back. That was wonderful. Did you get to hear it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was tuning into everything. So, yeah, just as much as you guys are hearing it. So it was very, very,
good.
Very, very enlightening. So, again, yeah, a lot of great questions tonight. Thank you to all the callers as well.
Yeah, they were great. I only have like 30 seconds left. Do you want to tell everybody where you're at?
Yeah, for people who want to have private sessions with Adronis, because it's even more expansive when you get to talk to him in that way, you can just go to my website. That's realitywhisperer.com. That's realitywhisperer.com. There's free videos there as well, too, and there's a lot of great sessions. So feel free to check that out at realitywhisperer.com.
And you're also on Facebook.
I'm on Facebook as well, too. You just look up my name. You'll probably see my photo right there, and feel free to add me. It's Brad Johnson 79 on Facebook. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Brad, and I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and I think you do, too.
I wish everybody a happy solstice. I'm not really too concerned about Christmas, but thank you so much. Everybody have a great solstice and an amazing week ahead.
Okay, wonderful. All right, you guys, there you go. Have a great, happy holidays.
Thank you for
listening. Thank you.
These shows are designed to help you develop your truth. If you are not ready for it, or if it does not fit with you, leave it behind. Videos of the shows are available on Sam Muggsy's channel on YouTube. If you would like a private consultation with Dr. Sam Muggsy, you can find her on empoweringbetterhelp.com. Or for a private reading with one of our advanced psychics, check out predictmyfuture.com. Until then, see you next week. Be safe, have fun, and break some rules.